On your ride home, check out the Mitch Albom Show at 4 p.m. Now to get your day started, here's JR Morning with Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds. Once again, in for Chris, here's Republican strategist Jason Rowe.
Well, Jason, it's a growing controversy in Michigan. It's raising some serious questions about oversight and accountability at the highest levels of state government.
Yeah, this is one of the smelliest scandals that's touched the Whitmer administration. And I don't know how they escape accountability on this one, because it's clearly got her fingerprints on it.
Attorney General Dana Nessel has filed 16 felony charges against businesswoman Faye Baydoun over the alleged misuse of a $20 million grant funds that were supposed to support economic development. And court records also indicate Governor Whitmer's chief of staff may be a witness in the case. And joining us now is State Senator Jim Runstedt to discuss what this could mean for transparency and trust in taxpayer dollars. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Jason and Lloyd. I love your lead-in about the smelliest scandal in a long time.
And you know what smelly is, don't you?
Yeah, and it's the gift that keeps on giving. The smell just keeps emanating wider and larger week over week. And just so your listeners are aware, so the legislative process, people can get appropriations, which I have always opposed, to give a private company your taxpayer dollars. And that's what happened to the tune of $20 million of your taxpayer dollars handed off in a no-bid contract to one individual. But the unique thing about this is the one individual, Faye Baydoun, also was the former treasurer of the Democrat Party, one huge donor to the governor, to the Secretary of State Benson, to Dana Nessel, to many of the congresswomen currently in office. So, I mean, this woman was connected up the wazoo, and she used that influence to work her way through getting a $20 million appropriation for a, what she would call a business incubator. She had no experience in that. There was no company. And so she was going to wait till she get the money, and then she was going to open the business incubator. So it was completely, should never have happened, completely ridiculous. Yet on top of that, as soon as she gets the money, does she respect the taxpayer? Oh no, she got $850,000. She took $550,000 in a salary. She was blowing money like a drunken sailor. She bought a $4,500 coffee maker. I don't know if that gives you a back massage as well. I never heard about a $4,500 coffee maker. And she was spending $11,000 on just a plane trip to Europe, thousands of dollars on rugs. I mean, she's just blowing money like a drunken sailor. And so now it finally came to a head, and now it's who knew what, and they're all running and fleeing for the hills. But the governor signed this. There's a lot of overlay we're finding out with the governor's office, and it's just sheer, pure corruption. It's absolutely disgusting. So I'm on my way this morning to Lansing at 9 o'clock. We're having a press conference demanding that all of these elected officials got the dirty money from Baydoun, give it back to the taxpayers, because we've lost a ton of money as taxpayers to this sheer absolute corruption.
What, Senator, what safeguards should have been in place to prevent this kind of misuse? I mean, how does something like this slip through the cracks?
Thank you for the question, because I left that out. The governor also appointed her to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. And guess who's responsible to oversee a grant like that? The Michigan Economic Development Corporation. So she's a board member sitting on the very entity that did no oversight on this. Oh, shock of shocks, because she's so connected that everybody's scared to even ask questions. It's the absolute corruption that you see happening in government that should not happen. And yet here, this individual giving all these campaign donations is getting now $20 million, in my opinion, quid pro quo back for all of that influence she had in the Democrat Party. And Hillary Skelton has already, she's a congresswoman, said she will donate the money to charity. I believe that should go to the taxpayers. But the rest of them are hanging on to the dirty money. So we're going today up to the Capitol at 9 o'clock. We're going to be demanding that all this dirty money that they're using in their campaigns be sent back to the Treasury.
You know, I think a lot of people forget, Senator, that in 2018, when Governor Whitmer ran for governor for the first time, she campaigned on transparency, and she's probably been one of the least transparent governors in Michigan history. She's not even lived up to her own rhetoric from 7 years ago. But, you know, when the indictment came down from Attorney General Nessel, and I think it's important to acknowledge this is a Democrat attorney general who is indicting a prominent Democrat supporter of Governor Whitmer. So there's, you know, obviously something there that would allow this to happen in the way that it has. But from my understanding, from someone who reached out to me that was in the legislature at the time, that when this original appropriation went through the House, it was supposed to be bid out. And Faye Baydoun was one of the people that was planning to bid for it. But somewhere in the Senate, there was an intervention from the governor's office to make sure that this was a sole source contract going directly to Faye Baydoun, and that she ended up ultimately getting this earmark with, as you say, no oversight from the responsible entity. What happened? How did it happen that this went from in the House a bill that was going to, or an appropriation that was going to be bid for, to her being the sole beneficiary?
Yeah, this is how the sausage gets made. The one chamber could put together some provisions that this is how it's supposed to work. It goes to the other chamber, and then they start cutting deals. Well, I want this no-bid contract. Well, can you make this one a no-bid contract? It's dirty. As long as I've been in the legislature, it's kind of dirt, goes back and forth. But what happens is it gets buried. In this particular case, it would be very interesting because there's no way of burying something if the attorney general's doing her job. And it sounds like she is going to thoroughly look at this and start doing the digging and find out who was it in the Senate that made that change. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of shucking and jiving and I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, no, they'll be able to subpoena all of the records, all the conversations. And I think we'll get to the bottom of who turned it into a bidding process, into a no-bid bonanza to Faye Baydoun.
And Senator, in your view, what does justice look like in a case like this?
Well, number one, it sounds like Baydoun violated a lot of provisions. We'll have to dig into what was she permitted to do with that money. This kind of stuff, I have felt is disgusting that a private company would ever get the taxpayer dollars. When I've been at the National Association of State Legislators and other conferences, and I talk to people in other states, and I say, oh, yeah, in Michigan, you could give campaign cash, or receive, rather, campaign cash from a company, put in a request for a no-bid contract so that donor gets millions of dollars in the appropriation, and it happens all the time. They're like, all of them were saying, in our state, you go to jail. That's just illegal. Mm-hmm. Not Michigan. Michigan's the least transparent state in the nation. And this kind of corruption has been pandemic. And I'm so glad this case, more than any case I've ever seen, highlights that. And ironically, the thing that resonated the most was the $4,500 coffee maker.
Wow.
I think people say, well, maybe you paid too much for a ticket, but no one has a $4,500 coffee maker. They're going, you blew $4,500 on a coffee maker, my taxpayer dollars. What does this thing do for $4,500? But I mean, it was the tip of the iceberg of her luxurious spending, sitting on the MEDC that was supposed to oversee the very grant. And the governor took all her money from Baydoun, appointed her to the MEDC that was to oversee the grant, signed off on the grant. The governor's up to her eyeballs and absolute corruption, and I'm so glad this is coming out.
Senator Jim Runstad, representing Michigan's 23rd District, we will keep an eye on it, as we know you will. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us an update.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up on 749 here on 760 WJR, the Executive Director of North American Sales and Operations for Ford Pro, who's helping small businesses during Small Business Month. That's next.